Welcome to Season 2 of the NEEK podcast, the intermediate level series that brings English into social discussions. Improve your everyday conversations with NEEK podcast. And for transcripts and extra materials, visit our website at www.neeklearning.ir.
The street was different. The blind musician in the street was playing better than always. The showcases of the shops were no longer boring. The man wondered, I must have been lost on the way home. Otherwise, the streets can't have changed this much during a couple of hours. He looked at the street sign. It was the same name as always. He wondered, I have never seen this much beauty in the world. He couldn't believe it. The man had fallen in love, and he didn't know it.
The story you heard was written by Rasul Yunan. Hi, my name is Aydin, and this is NEEK Podcast. On this episode, we want to dare to talk a little bit about love. Artists have talked about loving your job, poets have talked about loving your partner, scientists have talked about loving the curiosity, psychologists have talked about loving yourself, Bible have talked about loving thy neighbor, and many other types of people have talked about many other kinds of love. But a few days back, one of my friends told me a definition of love that was so interesting and sounded so accurate to me. So I'm just going to tell you that definition about love, and I want to know if you guys find it as true as I thought it is. But in order to understand it better, first, I want to tell you guys an ancient story from the old times. This story actually is about the first woman that God created.
The Pandora Box. Zeus, the king of all gods, ordered Hephaestus to make a woman out of earth and water. And then all the other gods must come and give that woman their choosiest gifts. So that is how the first woman was made and sent to earth. Her name was Pandora. Pandora means all gifts in Greek. But Pandora also had a box with herself that gods had given her. It was a mystery box. And she was warned to never open the box. Once again, the battle between the rules and humans' curiosity began. Guess who won? Of course, the curiosity, as always. So Pandora opened the box and all the misery and evil and bad things of the world came out of it and filled the earth. But there was also one more thing at the end of the box too, a little thing called hope.
The story above shows that the best weapon to fight evil is hope. Anyway, that's not what we are talking about now. It's raining cats and dogs and lightning strikes my heart and sheds some light on to the fact that it ain't so frightening. Now to tell you the definition that my friend gave me. She said, I think the thing that we know as love is a box like the one Pandora had. It is filled with bad feelings like jealousy, totalitarianism, sorrow, heartbreaking, missing them, overthinking, and many other annoying feelings. But it also has something pure and golden in its core, something that makes life colorful. All of these feelings are packed in a box with a red ribbon around the box, and the box is called love. You might think with yourself, so if it's more pain than pleasure, why should I fall in love then? Hafez Shirazi, the great Persian poet, once said, someone asked me that what can love do except making you sad? And I answered, what's better than that? I think what he means is that when you are in love, even the bad feelings like sadness can be pleasant too.
Vincent van Gogh, the great Polish painter, once said, "You will feel loved the most when your loved one is sick in bed, and you are sitting beside them without a single dollar in your pockets." Of course, love is not that simple, and people have been trying to define it for as long as humans exist. And it also can be defined differently depending on the subject. But it was one of the definitions that I really liked. If you know any other definitions that you like, let me know. But please, for the love of God, don't be cheesy. Hope you enjoyed.